Bonds and Bants. Bonds and Bants.
All systems go.
Bonds and Bants.
Defiance.
Bonds and Bants.
Bants.
This rebel has a cause.
Bonds and Bants.
We begin as wanderers, and we are wanderers still.
That's your cue, or can you not hear that?
There's nothing coming out live. Oh, no, it's totally coming out live.
Well, we're on. You're on. That's you, man.
We're on, and I completely missed that because I couldn't hear it in my microphone. Well,
it's hard to hear things through your microphone. I mean,
you would never hear anything through your microphone. Thank you, everyone, once again, for tuning in to Bombs and Bands and Wednesday Rants. This is our pre-Christmas show coming to you live once again from the bunker underneath the famed mansion of the Wilders.
The bunker underneath the screaming dogs upstairs in the
yes, and we even have spare dogs.
An extra dog tonight, yeah, which is probably the one who's doing the screaming.
It's a Christmas miracle. So we do have a spare dog. We're watching dogs for relatives. Beyond that, though, it is Christmas, and you, the missus, are a little bit under the weather. So I don't think anybody wants to hear any details.
No, probably not.
How are you feeling tonight?
Me?
You? Yeah. How are you feeling?
Oh, you know, I'm peppy and ready to go and do this Christmas thing.
Yes, and we are ready to do the Christmas thing. And if you heard when we thought we were off air last time, we talked a little bit about what we're going to do this time, and it was to be just fairly laid back, relatively low preparation, and not the zero preparation you've heard so far, but fairly low preparation, and just kind of go through some experiences that we've had in our past Christmases and kind of enjoy that. So, you know, that being said, and Quizzer's out there, and he says the sound is fine. The only person who can't hear is me, which is describes every one of our
pretty much cups, doesn't it? Yeah, pretty much. What?
What must be what?
Well, so beyond that, I guess we have a commercial tonight.
We do, yes.
And so, without any further ado, do you think we should go with the commercial first? Or you want to talk about your Christmas first?
Oh, I don't care.
Why don't you talk about your Christmas, your favorite Christmas?
You know, I don't really have a favorite Christmas.
You had one job. You had to find a favorite Christmas.
But I don't really have one favorite Christmas.
Okay.
I mean, they were all pretty good. You know, growing up in a rural area in the Midwest, my family didn't have a whole lot of money when I was a kid. I didn't know that, of course. Truly, this was a thing. I didn't realize until I went to college and lived in an apartment that everyone had more than one bathroom and central air conditioning. Until I was in college, I thought that was a thing only rich people had. So that's where I'm coming from here. So what my family would always do, my parents didn't really believe in fake Christmas trees, but we didn't really live in a place where actual pine, you know, we had cedar trees, not pine trees. So they have weak little branches and they don't grow very big or very full, but we would always have to go chop down a Christmas tree. That was kind of part of the family decorating tradition that we always did. Probably like a Saturday or Sunday before Christmas. Right, because it wouldn't stay alive very long, and God forbid, we didn't want to burn down the hovel that we lived in. So,
well, it in the defense of the hovel, it was made mainly of asbestos.
And the mice holding hands together, singing Kumbaya. That's what kept it.
But seriously, the entire house was coated in asbestos.
Yeah, you know, actually, and my brother told me one time that he was helping my folks do some renovations, and the bathtub that had been, you know, the bathtub, because we had the one bathroom, in our house. He said when he went in, they were renovating their bathtub, our bathroom, and took out that old bathtub. He said literally what was holding it up was a stack of stones in the basement and a couple of railroad ties. And that was what they had used to hold the bathtub up the entire time that we lived in that house.
See, now you're sounding not like the Mrs. Wilder, but you're sounding like Laura Ingalls Wilder, growing up in some little house on the prairie.
Well, it was very similar. So, yeah. So, but the thing about cutting down the Christmas tree was, and really especially...
Hang on, I got to talk to you. Your dad's hair pretty much did not have the full Michael Landon quality of this mane of hair.
It did not. I think the last time really my father had a mane of hair, he was probably about 18 years old. And also my dad was a bit of a late bloomer, so my entire life my dad had gray hair. He showed up a thing at my school when I was in like fourth or fifth grade. And someone said, hey, your grandpa's here. And I'm like, that's not my grandpa, that's my dad. So, yeah, he's a bit of a late bloomer, my father.
Well, in truth, he looked like he was 45 when he was five, so he could buy booze when he was seven.
It was the beard. It was the facial hair, man. My dad had to shave twice. I'm not kidding. Twice a day, my dad had to shave. He was a hairy, hairy man, except on top. It just all migrated down.
and so when he was in junior high, he had to work the second shift at the mines in order to pay for the kids.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah.
Well, carry on. I distracted you a bit.
Yes, right. Well, so anyway, cutting down the family Christmas tree, really as my brother and I got older, and my brother's about 5 years older than I was, so we were teenagers at the time, and he actually had come home from college, so I was in high school, and we were out on this trip cutting down the family Christmas tree. And this is one of the few times it was actually snowy. I mean, there was a lot of snow. There was like maybe 8 inches of snow, which for where we lived, pretty much a rarity of that ever happening. It really, even it being very cold. But this particular Christmas it was. And so we were all bundled up to go out and get the tree. And we had to walk to go get it. Except for my dad, who rode the three-wheeler, because that was a difficult part, right?
There was reasons.
So we found the tree. It was the perfect tree. My mom wanted it, and she was very excited about it. So we cut the Christmas tree down, dragged the Christmas tree back to the house. And so my mom and I had gone inside, leaving my brother and my dad, mistake number one, to take care of the tree. And for some reason, what my dad had done was just cut the top of the tree off. My mom thought the whole cutting of the tree was done. No, my father cut the top of the tree off so that it was about 3 feet tall.
So it was a Christmas bush.
Yes, it was. Well, I mean, it was very full anyway, again, with the weak little cedar branches. It was kind of a Christmas bush anyway. But, oh my God, if ever there was a time when I thought my parents might get divorced, it was over that Christmas tree.
Really that bad, huh?
Oh my God. My mom was so mad. And my brother and I, you know, just sitting here and watching this whole thing. And really, even now, when we talk about this, you know, we talk about our opportunity to come home and watch mom and dad fight about the Christmas tree.
So that was one for the ages, huh?
It really was, yeah.
And so that's one of your, see, so that's the one that you mentioned that was the most pleasant Christmas for you?
Well, I mean, you know, in hindsight, they were good memories. It was just our family being, you know, we have a weird family dynamic. And it was like, it's like the opening scene from Christmas Vacation where they go get the Christmas tree and everything goes wrong. It was like that. But in hindsight, you look back on it fondly because, you know, it was you and your family.
I was just wondering, are there knife fights on other Christmases? I mean, it seems pretty rough.
No, you know, it really wasn't. I mean.
So that was the year of the Christmas bush.
Yes.
So growing up, what was your favorite present?
Oh, let me think about that. I don't know, maybe the year I was in eighth grade and I got a Nintendo.
Excellent.
It was completely unexpected.
Mm-hmm. Some of those are some of the best gifts.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I hear there's a rumor that you have a commercial for us.
I do. Is it commercial time?
Well, unless you have more reminiscences.
Oh, well, let's do the commercial now, okay?
Okay.
Here it is. It's almost Christmas, and as we gather with family and friends, it's important to remember those less fortunate, and you can do so with a generous donation to Toys for Tufts. That's right, Toys for Tufts is the giving program for reprobates, miscreants, the recently released from prison, and listeners to the Bombs and Bands podcast.
I'll get all the sleep I need when I'm dead.
Merry Christmas from Toys for Tufts.
What? A fuzzy stuffed bear for me? Ah, you shouldn't have. Take the biggest guy in the world, shatter his knee, and he'll drop like a stone.
Merry Christmas from Toys for Tufts.
A new throwing axe? That's so thoughtful.
I want you to be nice until it's time to not be nice.
Merry Christmas from Toys for Tufts.
A squirrel-proof bird feeder? It's perfect for my little feathered friends.
Pain don't hurt.
Merry Christmas from Toys for Tufts.
You're going to hand-feed me oats before you ride me naked through a field? Like the world's happiest pony? Aw, it's just what I wanted.
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas!
Take some time this holiday season to brighten the day of a local tough. Give to Toys for Tufts. That is the time of season for giving, isn't it, right?
Oh my. That was something. I hadn't heard that. That's my first hear on that.
All of those lines spoken in there by the Tufts, the original lines, are all taken from the movie Roadhouse.
All from the movie Roadhouse.
Those are all, yes, they're all Patrick Swayze. I think Patrick Swayze's lines from Roadhouse.
You know, that makes me the person in the world who has not seen Roadhouse.
Oh, my God. Well, I guess I know what we're going to do when we get done tonight.
I have not seen Roadhouse. And that doesn't sound like a very Christmassy movie either. Although I did hear...
Hey, if Die Hard can be a Christmas movie...
Why not Roadhouse? And this is actually just a bit of trivia that I do know about a movie I've never seen. Apparently, there's an actress in there, and that has a sex scene with Patrick Swayze. And whenever that scene is on, Bill Murray calls the husband of the actress and tells him that scene is on.
And it's not only Bill Murray. His brother, Brian Doyle Murray, and one of the other ones, the lesser-known Murrays, all of them do it.
Oh, that's excellent.
Yeah.
That's excellent.
Oh. And they just all call him up and go, hey, Patrick Swayze's banging your wife.
Okay. Oh. Well, I've got to say that my favorite Christmas... again, I'm beginning to worry about Mark because he's normally very punctual. And he also, you know, if he can't make it, he's here and sent some email, but nothing here. And so I do know that he was feeling under the weather. So here's my thoughts out for him on that. So, but moving along to my Christmas, and it's going to sound like the Christmas story, and this is a story I've written about, but it's absolutely true. It's my second grade year, I got a BB gun. Now, part of the thing that made it so special was my parents absolutely 100% told me I was too young to have a BB gun. And up to a week before Christmas,
it was probably not without cause.
Yes. Well, no. I never damaged anything with a BB gun, not one time. Now, my friend,
with a BB gun, that's the key phrase right there.
Well, yes, yeah, very much true, very true. Because I knew if I damaged something with the BB gun, I'd lose the BB gun. It's just normal wear and tear on the house from my insane behaviors. Yeah, you know, that's, but I wasn't going to lose that BB gun. Now, my next door neighbor, I lent him a BB gun, not that BB gun, but I lent him a BB gun, and he shot it in the trailer, and lo and behold, put a hole in their window, and that did not go over too well with his mother.
Oh, you want my BB gun story?
Sure.
So I was sitting with, again, my brother's BB gun, and I was probably, I don't know, 12 or 13 at the time, old enough to know better. And I was just kind of jacking around, sitting on the front steps of the house, again, living out in the middle of nowhere. And so I was just kind of firing it randomly off in the distance. And I realized I could fire it and hit our metal shed, which was probably about 100 yards from the house. And it made a very pleasant plink when I hit it. What I didn't realize is that BBs also ricochet. And that my dad's pickup truck was sitting right beside that.
Oh.
Yes. And I didn't realize that until my dad went out to get in his truck and said, "Who the hell put a hole in the window of my truck?" So it had ricocheted off the side of the shed and took out the passenger side window of his pickup truck.
Yes. So the first thing I did with my BB gun is I walked up the road back behind our house up Wilder Mountain. Yeah, in truth, I made it about a quarter mile. Now, it was cold. When I say cold, it was probably right around zero. And the snow was everywhere. And it was, you know, it was that perfect cold where you step into the snow and you hear it, the crunch on underneath your boots. You know that sound?
Mm-hmm.
That was the sound. So I'm walking, you know, puffing out my breath. I'm trundled up in a coat. And I am looking for something. And what do I find? About a quarter mile from the house, maybe closer to a half a mile, I see a bear up against the fence. It's a black bear. But lo and behold, it's up against the fence.
Was it really a bear, or was it like a Christmas story?
Scoot
said he saw a bear down at Granger's.
Yep.
What?
And so what I did was after that, I even being a second grader, I realized my BB gun will not help me against an actual bear. It absolutely won't help me against a bear. And so I hightail it back to the house. Well, I get to the house and walk in, you know, of course, everyone is enjoying the best thing possible. Christmas morning without a second grader in the house, right? Until the second grader comes back in and starts complaining that there's a bear. And my mom said, I'm certainly they're hibernating at this time of year. And they argued back and forth. My father said, it's not a bear.
Because you did live in a place where bears could be.
Could
around.
Be. Yes. Yes. We lived in a place. It couldn't have been a grizzly.
It was not outside the realm of possibility.
Yeah, it was not outside the realm of possibility. In fact, one of the things that my mom had, we used to go hiking on a regular basis, and you know, bear safety was a constant subject with her. So don't get between a mother and her cubs. You know, if you see a bear, look big. You know, all of the standard bear lore. So anyway, I convinced them. And reluctantly, everybody gets dressed. I mean, again, they're walking out on Christmas morning, 0 degrees, up a snowy road. And it was overcast that day. And walking up the road. And, you know, we get there and we see it. And my mom is in there with me. She's going, that looks like a bear up there. And so I go, see, I told you I wasn't crazy. And so we get to where we're about, walk up to it, and we get to about 10 or 15 feet of it. And my dad says, hand me the BB gun. So I hand him the BB gun, and it's a Winchester type BB gun. So, you know, it's got a lever action. And I,
those
he takes
best.
It. Yes. Oh, he takes
that
it.
That was
puts
the BB
it up
gun
to
we had too.
Yep. Takes it, puts it up to his shoulder, squeezes off around. Thwack, bear doesn't move. Does it again? Thwack, bear doesn't move. So he walks through the snow, the 15 yards or so, and pulls the plastic piece of plastic off the fence. And it, in truth, it wasn't just me. I mean, up until, you know, Dad shot it with that, it wasn't shiny at all. It looked like, you know, it looked like something going on. But I pulled that plastic bag off the fence. And I felt so very stupid. And anyway, so and in fact, my parents also used to, going up the same hill, I would take my BB gun in the summertime and go and hunt rattlesnakes. And again, it sounds incredibly irresponsible that my parents would allow a second grader to go and hunt rattlesnakes on the side of a mountain where there were actually rattlesnakes. And so,
trust me, yeah.
And so my mom said to my mom said to my dad, "Aren't you worried? Aren't you worried that he's going to find a rattlesnake up there?" And my dad said, "As much noise as he makes, he'll not get within a half mile of one of them." So, never saw a rattlesnake, not a one time.
Yeah, my brother and I and the neighbor kids had a little creek that ran along our property and went under the road. And so it was on both sides, so both our properties. And we would often all play down in the old dry creek bed because usually there was not any water into it. And same thing, right? I mean, you know, copperheads, cottonmouths, rattlesnakes, all of those live around here. But, yeah.
Oh, Quizzer notes that the bear had a line in this story. Mm-hmm. And that was the Christmas where an entire family showed up as a smorgasbord. It was a Christmas miracle.
I did come up with another Christmas memory that I had forgotten until we were sitting here talking about this. Again, mm-hmm. This is when I was a little older. My brother was still living at home then. And so he and all of his friends came out, and they were all in high school, and I was not. I was in middle school at the time. And we'd had another big snow, so there was like maybe 18 inches, 2 feet of snow on the ground. I mean, it was a lot of snow for around here. So they canceled like the entire last week of school for the fall semester. And so we all came out because we, again, lived out in the middle of nowhere. We had all this terraced land that we ran cattle on. And so we pulled out the tractor. And we had a couple of inner tubes and a couple of sleds, you know, not the toboggan style, but the one with the runners. And so we tied all of those in line behind the tractor. And my brother would drive the tractor around the pasture, and all the rest of us would get in line on either the inner tubes or on the sleds. And me being the youngest, I'm just there happy enough to be hanging out with the high school kids, was always on the end. And they would, you know, crack the whip with me as he went around a corner. And so I had some pretty good speed, and I would always just go flying off and rolling into the snow. That was good times. That was a fun afternoon.
You know, and we actually lived in a place where there was snow essentially from October through March most years, and not all the way through March. It'd be melted out most of the time, mid-March, although sometimes it would last fairly long. But we had lots of places where we could inner tube because, again, mountains, and we had snow machines. So we were either snow machining back into the deep woods, or on several occasions, my brother took us and he pulled us behind his machine. So rather than having to, you know, climb up the top to go tubing, he'd haul us up the hill and down we'd go. Good times. Not really Christmassy, except for the snow part. But
see, I always just associate Christmas with snow because normally the only time it would snow, because again, where I grew up, if it snowed in the morning or overnight, generally it was gone by that afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
It was just not cold enough. And so whenever you got enough snow where it was cold enough that it stayed a few days, or you got a lot of it, it was certainly a thing to go out and enjoy.
So, now, of course, on the other Christmas side, how old were you when you knew there was no Santa?
You know, I don't really remember. I wasn't. You
should have
put a spoiler alert. Yeah, you should have.
And Hans Gruber falls off the Nakatomi Tower.
Oh no!
I hadn't seen
the end of that one. Yeah. I was fairly young. Again, older sibling. So I will tell you about the time that I had a cunning plan. You know, I was thinking about this the other day because I was thinking about little kids, you know, because now we're, what are we, 2-3 days away from Christmas, depending on what day you open presents?
Yes, and I finished my shopping today.
All right. Good for you.
I bought one item for you, and you know what it is.
I do. So. I totally know what it is. But anyway, you know, thinking about how little kids, about how, you know, they're just so stressed out.
I'm going to let our audience know what it is.
Oh, okay.
Should I?
I don't care. I mean, I know what it is, so.
It's a single bottle of Johnny Walker Blue. That's it, yeah. And does that make you happy?
Me?
Yes.
Well, not right now, but eventually it will. I have sound for that.
All our holidays were always such a mess.
Oh, yeah.
How did you get through it?
I had a lot of help from Jack Daniels.
There you go. but I was thinking about how, you know, little kids, it's two or three days till Christmas. That's forever, and you're just a little bundle of nerves, and you can't wait. But I remember being, I don't know, I wasn't very old, 4 or 5 years old, and having this cunning plan. So it was like on the 23rd, and I got up that day, and I was like, I have a plan. It will work like magic. What I will do is I will go to bed tonight on the evening of the 23rd, sleep all the way until Christmas morning. It did not work out.
Didn't work out.
No, didn't work out.
If I just sleep for 36 hours, that'll be faster.
It was a good plan. There was just a few holes in that plan.
So when I was 4 or 5, I was goofing around by the tree and managed to smash a hole in one of my presents. It seriously wasn't intentional.
Uh-huh.
And guess what?
You sit on a throne of lies.
I could see right into what it was. And it was a tool belt. And it was a tool belt with tools, like actual tools. We even still have the pliers.
That's funny.
You know those really awful looking pliers that we have?
No.
You have used the pliers from
sure
this toolkit that I got when I was 5, because they were actually real tools. And the worst part was even worse than not knowing was, here's this cool toolkit, and I've been forbidden to touch it. I can see it right there, but I can't touch it for 5 more days. And it sounds like looks like somebody's cooking dinner. So we are dinner entertainment.
All right. It's like dinner there's a show.
There's a 2-drink minimum, and please don't forget to tip your waitress. Well, any other Christmas memories come to mind?
No, I don't think so.
Nothing. Yeah. Ours were.
There was that time when we bought the boy T-Bone, and his little brother the new Power Wheels. Remember that? Mm-hmm. But it was bigger than the other Power Wheels that we got, which is a whole story in and of itself. But anyway, and we had to get it home in the back seat of the car, and I don't know how you got it in the back seat of that car because it was a Taurus. It was a very small car, and. We very almost needed the jaws of life to get that out of the back of the car.
Oh, we got it out perfectly.
Yeah. And in fact, that Power Wheels is still sitting at the bottom of the hill.
No, Jake brought it up.
Now.
Oh, Jake brought it up. He brought it up.
So what's a Power Wheel?
Hey, it's Mark.
Hey, Mark.
Hey.
Are you alive?
I'm sorry. My wife was really sick. I had to take her to a doctor's appointment, and then I was picking her up stuff, so I just barely got signed on.
Well, welcome. And that's our show for this week.
Yeah.
As always, no.
Wait.
A Power Wheels is a small device that young children could sit in that looks like a car or other vehicle that is electrically powered.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Alrighty.
Yep. Yes, indeed. So what's your favorite Christmas memory, Mark?
Oh.
You laugh.
Well, I mean, there's some good memories. There's memories that I feel bad about, like.
See, this is funny because we put you at the end because often you have these horrible, depressing stories, and I'm waiting for. Well, that was the Christmas of the wood chipper.
Yeah, no, not quite that bad. No, my wife and I had it was our first child, my daughter. My oldest had been born, and let's see, she would have been probably about 4 months old, a little over 4 months old. And you so see, we were excited about this.
I've got to say that this is something, a little bit of trivia about Pugsley and the boy. This is the most amazing thing. Both of them slept through the night, their second night home.
Awesome.
As far as I know.
The boy actually did that. Pugsley, not so much.
When the missus got up one night and found the powdered formula in the refrigerator and the made up formula in where the cups went, she decided that I would not be getting up because she didn't know where she would find the baby. So.
Funny.
Sorry to interrupt.
Oh, no. Oh, that's fine. Anyway, so we were all excited. And, I mean, little tiny baby like that, we knew that pretty much it was going to be like little rattles and things to, hold and that type of thing. So, it wasn't an expensive Christmas, but we did go a little bit overboard in buying rattles and toys. And as we got to like about the sixth or seventh present that we were opening for her, she'd gone from really excited to pretty quiet to about that point. I think she hit sensory overload and started moaning. So
these large people keep throwing these noisemakers at me. Ah!
Anyway, but no, it was good. We just put the rest of them away. She had more fun with the paper anyway at that age.
Yes. So. Yeah. Yes, indeed. Well, so when you were a kid, what was your favorite Christmas or favorite present?
Ooh. Well, like I said, as I mentioned last week, I inadvertently discovered the secret of Santa when I was four. So after that, it was, we didn't do the wait until Christmas morning because my dad, his family growing up, I guess it always opened them on Christmas Eve. So we switched back Christmas Eve, didn't have anything about Santa or anything from that point forward. But I have to say, looking back at my youth, I think my favorite was a slot car race set that I got one time.
Oh, Tyco?
I don't remember the brand. I just remember it was a slot car racer. So
there were some pretty good racers back then. Any loop de loops on yours?
No, I think mine was a simple figure eight.
Mm-hmm.
Except it was elevated when it crossed. You didn't have them crossing on the same lane. It was they would go up and around and then back. Excellent. Underneath. So a little bit of skill there to make sure you didn't, race off the edge on the sharp corners.
See, I was, again, here I was expecting you to say that here you talk about, well, I was kind of disappointed my sixth birthday because I got a Ruger Security 6 and 357 Magnum. And I told Dad clearly.
No. I didn't start getting guns until I was, buying them myself. I mean, I technically, my father had given me a hunting rifle when I was 16, and it actually was my mom's old rifle, but it immediately was borrowed by one of my brothers, and I didn't see it again for several years. So, yeah, my first firearms were ones that I bought myself.
Well, so anything special this anything special this Christmas?
I hate to say it, but not really. We're just sticking around. I mean, the like I said, my wife's sick, and the
and yeah, are you doing well? Because you were a little under the weather as well, right?
Yeah, no, I've think I'm getting over whatever I had. But she's got it a lot worse. And then my of my other kids, they everybody's had it. It's just they're just at different stages of it. So
is this the Rona? I'm sorry, the virus of unspecified name and origin?
Yes. I don't know if that's what my wife has. I'd taken one of the at-home tests that indicated that I'd had that, but then discovered that actually you have to take those fairly early on to get accurate results. So in the course of the illness, you have to take it early on, and I was probably pretty well into it. So I don't actually know if I had it or not.
Well, but you're better now, and you know, so is your wife on the mend yet, or still?
No, she's still on the downhill side. Yeah.
And the missus is likewise feeling a little under the weather tonight. Although it sounds like you sound better.
I am. I'm like, yeah, better. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sleeping all day. Yeah, can do that for you.
what do you guys have anything super cool that you're doing this Christmas, or
there would be sleep. I'm trying to think, there was something. Oh, I need to fix the garage. So that's not super cool or anything.
It's not even very exciting. Yeah.
I suppose we have to eat Christmas dinner, but someone then has to cook it. So again,
that's on my to-do list for tomorrow, is to go do all that stuff.
Yeah, and the most exciting thing I think we're doing right now is dog sitting.
Yeah, you have an extra dog. Fortunately, it's a very small dog. So,
do you have any snow down there? You can pitch the dog into, see if it can get out.
No,
there's snow at the moment.
And actually, it's supposed to be like 75 on Christmas Day.
Oh man!
Yeah, it's been a very warm December here.
Yeah, we've been having a warm, well, I mean, we've had a few days that were cold, but for the most part, we're having a warmer than normal winter as well. It actually got up to 50 degrees here today, which was nice, but a little warmer than normal.
See, 50 would be kind of about what it normally is.
Yep.
For us here.
Yeah, but we're supposed to blow the doors off of that. But it has been nice and chilly the last few nights. So,
yeah. Well, we do have plenty of snow in the mountains, though, so it is pretty to look out up and see the snow-covered slopes and everything, and I'm sure the skiers are loving it.
Mountains, only, what, 400, 500 miles away here?
Right. See, that was another weird Christmas present that I didn't mention. The year my brother got skis for Christmas.
Skis.
Skis. Yeah.
Who got him the skis?
Maybe my grandparents. Who, again, it's not like they lived out of state. They literally lived like a couple of miles from our house.
Yeah. Sweet. Did the card say Merry Christmas, break a leg?
No, but actually there was like a whole bunch of snow that Christmas. And my brother and I, in our desperation to use the skis, because again, we had the sled with the runners that we would use whenever possible. And we had kind of this little bit of a hill. And John knows what I'm talking about. It's mm-hmm. the hill that goes up to the Red Barn.
Yep.
That was what we were trying to ski down.
On a great day, that wouldn't work.
I know, right?
Yeah. That's the thing that would never happen. The closest you would get is wet wheat skiing on that.
It kept us busy, though, trying to make it work.
Yeah. Well, when I was a kid, we lived in the eastern part of the state where there's a lot more snow. My parents were renting a house, an old, really old farmhouse out on an actual farm, obviously. And, the people that owned the farm had a nicer, more modern house that they were in. But anyway, sorry, that's a getting off point there. But, anyway, it was a great place to grow up if your main hobby as children were to throw things at one another. So in the wintertime, we built forts out of snow and threw snowballs at each other. And then in the springtime, we would go to the apple orchard and pluck the green apples off and throw them at each other. And and then as the summer
I'm sensing a pattern here.
And as the summer wore on, we would get, you know, we'd go out and find dirt clods in the fields and stuff and throw those at each other. So.
Oh, my. Well, next week is Wednesday, and Mark, you'll be probably available then?
I hope so. I apologize again for being late, but.
No. We were just worried about you. We were going to, we're going to call the president, but you showed up. I think that next week we will have our 2022 prediction show. And noting, we will each take a stab at predicting the future. But until then,
that should be fun.
It will be fun. I'm John.
I'm Mark.
And I'm the missus. And you're getting so close to almost hitting the post on this outro. See, there it is right there. You missed it again.
But you hit it.
No, it's not done yet.
Oh.
Now we're done.
You have to say the thing.
Y'all come back now you're here. And y'all have a Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
Merry Christmas.
And the dogs chime in and say Merry Christmas as well.
Oh, well, like I said, are we off yet?
Not quite. But of course, I said that last time too, so,